Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Thursday. It's a Thursday. We're inching through the week. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll stop by here. He's going to Steelers, I would assume, again today, right? I don't know. I don't know what his schedule is. All I know is we see him.
Would help if I turn my mic on. He's all over the place.
We see him for just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
Great, except they just pulled a Ron Cook to start the morning, so here we go.
He pulled a big one the other day. I forgot about that. It just reminded me. I was looking at something. The Pirates are 14 and a half games back. I hadn't even looked at the GB column until just now. All season I hadn't looked at it, I promise. I just looked at it. 14 and a half games back. No sports in the pre-show. All right, there is something in the pre-show I want to get to. For those of you who are friends with him, we talked about this on the show proper yesterday for just a little snippet, I think. We need to, or maybe even the day before, it's been a while now. I got to bring you up to speed with this, and we need to find a resolution. And apparently Marty Griffin's now involved. Get Marty on the scene. Rick Dayton, and it's up right now. We have these screens in our studio. So we have two television screens.
Yep.
We have Channel 4. We always have Channel 2 on because we love Highfield and Heather. They are just the best. And Pittsburgh Today Live comes on, and it's wild as hell. But so we fluctuate sometimes Channel 11, sometimes Channel 4. Then there's a third screen it shows different social medias. It has our website on, has different people's Twitter it goes through, and it has different Facebook and Instagram. When it pushes into the AM Facebook people, Rick Dayton's comes up.
Mm-hmm.
He has been Facebook hacked, and it just keeps showing Vietnamese women just standing there. Not racy or anything.
No, it looks like they're talking about clothes sometimes.
Like fashion mavens, you know? And So his Facebook has been thoroughly hacked.
Yes. And we told him about this the other day.
Correct. And got the thanks. That was it. Hey, thanks for the heads up.
Right.
Now, I mean, there's ladies talking about makeup. It's clearly like this low-budget QVC-ish sort of thing.
I don't even know if I'd give it that much credit.
That is Vietnamese, if you look at the language in it. What's going on with him? Now, what did you hear Marty say yesterday, Producer Matt? Because Marty's on the scene now.
Yes, so Marty approached Rick Dayton's producers.
was like,
hey, what's up with your boy's Facebook here? What's going on? And he was like, yeah, we've addressed it. I've talked to him about it. He's gotten in contact with Facebook, and they said they're working on resolving the issue. But apparently, it's not like an instant process here. It could take up to a week to get all this stuff off his Facebook.
Doesn't Facebook own Facebook? How do they just not?
I don't know.
Can't Rick like change his password, right? Like it's his page. I've had trouble finding it in my own Facebook app, even though I'm friends with Rick. Can't he just change his password and then go in and delete all the posts by people that weren't him?
You would think.
Right. Pretty simple stuff, one would think.
I mean,
it is thoroughly bizarre because there are like these women, these Vietnamese women standing there with they have faces to where they are expressionless and they're selling this makeup or these clothes.
The other weird part of what we get to see in the studio on these big screens is like, it'll just be it's just a freeze frame basically. We don't get to see the actual video.
Right, right.
So to your point, like, you just see this frozen expression on this lady's face, and you see a bunch of what looks like Vietnamese writing underneath, and you go, what the hell's going on? This is like 5 days in a row, Rick.
Uh-huh.
And poor Rick, apparently, like you said, is trying to remedy the situation, but there's got to be an easier, better, faster way.
Yeah.
Like, it's a verified Facebook page.
Right, and it's him.
For Rick Dayton.
And it just...
I didn't catch all of the explanation as to why it would take that long. I guess he wants to... He's worried about salvaging his account somehow, and he doesn't want to lose.
See, if
everything.
Someone said to me, well, okay, that's why you have a backup for your photos, and that's all you need, like Google Photos or whatever that is. If someone said to me, hey, your Facebook's going to disappear in current form, you need to start it all back over, you're going to lose everything on it, and but you have a backup for all your photos, like which I do on my phone or whatever, I'd say, get rid of it.
Blow it out.
Right. We'll figure it all back out. Somebody want to be Facebook friends with me, they do. It's just not that important.
Start the rebuild.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Facebook, to me, is the least important one of all of them. Although, there are people like I went to high school with and I went to college with and stuff that I am linked up with on Facebook, but I do think it would take about 10 minutes if you had to restart a Facebook. To just put it out and start to friend people, and the link would just, it's like a chain letter.
Yeah.
You know? I think so. I don't know. What is, Rick, I feel bad.
I keep trying to go to the page in my actual Facebook.
I can't find it.
I can't get it to come up.
That's another thing, too.
I just went.
It disappeared. Maybe that's what's going on here.
Then why is it showing up on our feed screens in the studio?
They've got to, like, recover it somehow, but it's still putting out posts.
Like, I just logged into Facebook, and it said, you know, not available, or, like, it couldn't take me to the page.
Rick Dayton's?
Yeah, the one we're talking about.
They're investigating it. Something's going on.
Yeah.
They got the Facebook...
Facebook popo.
Detectives on it. Yes, yes. So there's that. If you had to get rid of one of the social medias, would it be Facebook?
See, here's the tough part about Facebook is I don't use it all that often, but it is one of the main ways family, especially far-flung family.
And older people.
Yes. Like, my aunt down in Louisiana, I mean, she's good for sending us a couple random texts a week with, like, a photo of a random gator on the bayou or something. But, like, or like, a photo of my cousin's new daughter. You know, the baby photos are constant. But, like... For her, I don't text her back with like, hey, here's what the kids today.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff you put on Facebook.
Okay, here's my friend Paul. He knows all IT stuff.
Okay.
My friend Paul Chedwick, right? He texts me, says, that's exactly it. You guys have hit on it. He doesn't want to lose his content, and I'm sure somebody like Facebook has a huge backlog of these type of instances that they're dealing with. So it's twofold. You have Rick who doesn't want to lose his stuff, and Facebook is like, hey, we got a lot of people in your shoes, man.
Right.
Hold on. Get in line. But yeah, it's such a gigantic entity that you would think that the customer service would be quicker. I don't know. I'm glad I don't have this problem. That's why if I see anything even remotely suspicious, I don't touch it.
Which one? Would you get rid of Facebook first?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? If I didn't work here, I'd get rid of Twitter first.
Bang. In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
I hate it. I hate the people. We are so mean to each other.
That's the problem. I think there's lots of really decent people.
No, actually, let me put an asterisk next to that. Qualify that.
Uh-huh.
I would lock my Twitter.
That's a good call.
That's the first move I would make. Not lock it. I would only admit the people I'd want to admit
into my
Twitter.
Right.
I was looking through the notifications last night. There's our Homewood Bulldogs. We're going to talk about them later. I was looking through I went to sleep. I woke up this morning. I made it into work. I logged onto my phone. I looked. And I had commented something about cheating in baseball. I mean, there's everything from, oh, yeah, that makes sense, to you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Swear word, swear word, swear word, swear word. F-U, F-U, F-U. And it's just like, what are we doing here? People talk to... Ron Cook is like, don't have my notifications on. I've never had them on. We do talk to each other in such crazy ways on social media.
Yeah, it's sickening, really.
I just don't understand how... And it's extended into real life now.
Well, there's a guy, okay, on our fan morning show. Like, we do our one hot minute, which we love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we film a 1 minute... I do Monday, Wednesday, Friday 1 week. You do Tuesday, Thursday. The next week, you do Monday,
flip
Wednesday,
flop,
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we flip-flop. And it's a one-minute take, okay? One-minute take where it's the hottest kind of thing in sports. And sometimes it's fun. A lot of times it's just our one-minute bang. And you know where I took it from? That guy in Dallas that does the news takes that's really hard. He's like an older guy. And, you know, and there's different places around the world.
Oh, he just retired. I can't remember
his
name.
Yes, and his takes were so good on stuff. And I just thought, a one-minute canister, put it on our Fan Morning Show Twitter account. There's a guy named Skip. Dale Hansen. Exactly.
He's
that's him.
From Dallas.
Every single day, his comment is, "Shut up, little bald fella," to me. Well, and I've seen a picture of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I know who he is. He's not an attractive man. And to think that he would say that every single day, "Shut up, little bald fella," to me, it's like, I'm okay being bald. It's all right. And he's like a 60-year-old some kind of guy that lives in Mount Lebanon. And like, where do we go in life that's what's happening? So I would lock Twitter to answer your question. But the stuff that people say out of the side of their mouth on social media is wild as hell, man.
But here's, like I was saying, the problem is that kind of discourse is starting to become, now it's not... It's not as bad.
Like real life rhetoric?
For most people, but for some people, yeah. Yeah. For some people, that's becoming like, that's how they talk to other. I mean, you can't go a day without seeing a crazy video of someone attacking some poor grocery store employee.
You're right.
Or
man.
Somebody, you know, it's just, it's.
Or just punching somebody walking down the street.
Like, when did we stop caring about other humans? Like,
that's a good question.
Like, I'm not some, maybe I am a bleeding heart. I don't know. But, like, I don't think you have to be nice to someone who's necessarily being a bleep to you. But, like, until that happens, why do we feel the need now in society, especially American society, to just be so, it's like the haters ball skit from Dave Chappelle's show. Hate, 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 hate. We just hate everybody and everything.
Yeah, man.
And nobody is like, hey, how you doing? Oh, thanks for holding the door. Have a nice day.
Well, I mean.
How often does that happen in the course of daily life now?
I outlined to you the story. I think we talked about this on the pre-show. It was, I think during the pandemic. No, I think it was maybe just before the pandemic hit. There was a big actual news story about, I don't need you to hold the door for me. Because it's a sign. I don't need you because it would show a sign of weakness for me.
I don't
no
need you
thanks.
To assume that I need your help
holding the door. Like
I can get the door myself.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. So please don't hold the door for me.
Okay.
Well, okay. we just it's wild, man. It is wild.
Like society used to just be built upon this common belief that. Everybody, not everybody, but the majority of people were decent humans.
I know.
And that you would act decently towards each other.
It's like
maybe
running to first base. Now you get applauded if you run hard to first base.
Right.
Whereas everybody used to do it. Now it's people are like, wait, you said please and thank you?
Maybe
the
chicken came before the egg or the egg before the chicken in this case. And it's social media that has made us aware that the bulk of humanity is not
What's
as
that?
Decent as we thought, and that's why we feel free to act like animals to one another.
Pretty wild. That's just why I come here, I go home, I put my baseball hat on, I mind my business, I put my head down at the store, I don't talk to anybody, and then I go back home, and I talk to three people.
I find
and
myself
a couple of my neighbors. But I
find myself trying harder than ever to just be nice to people.
Even, I do that.
Even people that like come at you on social media like, well, that's stupid. Why would you say that? I'm like, it's just like some guy complained yesterday about the Hawaiian shirt conversation.
Yes.
Because I said you got to be a certain age or a certain
yes.
weight. And some guy's like, well, a 30 BMI means you're obese and in poor health. Is that what you got? I'm like, no. We were just having fun talking about our coworker who wore a Hawaiian shirt to
Another
the office.
One. How about this one? We were talking about, I put on there. Heather and David, right? We're having fun doing chicken sandwiches, okay?
Okay.
On Pittsburgh Today Live. They're laughing. They're yucking it up. They're
right.
great. They bought all these chicken sandwiches, and they're just doing this skit on Pittsburgh Today Live, again, which is hilarious show. I get this scathing social media thing from this guy that makes chicken sandwiches in town. It's a small business that was like, why can't you help out small business? It's despicable. And names like three places that makes chicken sandwiches and delivers them and says it's despicable they did this. They didn't call us. No, it ain't that deep. It's just some people eating chicken sandwiches on TV, my man.
Everybody,
I feel like,
needs to take a step back, a deep breath.
No, everybody just needs to live on a farm.
No. See, that's not going to help us. It's just going to make things worse. It's going to entrench us even more in our corners. Everybody needs to take a step back, a deep breath, and just say, I'm not going to take myself so seriously today, and I'm going to go out of my way to be nice to someone.
Yeah.
Just once every day, remind yourself that we're just on a giant rock hurtling through space, and the only job you have is to just be nice to one person today. That's it.
Don't they have an obligation to help small business? We could have made real money here. Instead, they're helping multi-billion-dollar corporations. I said, it ain't that deep. She was just eating a Burger King chicken sandwich, and it was funny. They made a good skit out of it. They're not trying to... Or get in touch with them and tell them. I'm just the person that said the skit was funny. I ain't eating the chicken sandwiches. Why are you mad? Why is everybody walking around so mad?
I don't know.
It's that, too.
Like, there's quality things to be mad about. I get it. But it should not overtake your whole
shouldn't
being.
Shouldn't be a Hawaiian shirt. We're just jagging around about Hawaiian shirts.
And we weren't even making fun of anyone. We were saying if you are a larger or older human, hey, carte blanche on a Hawaiian shirt to the office.
It came about because Larry Richard looked really good in his.
Yes. Doesn't matter. We were being jerks.
Hawaiian shirt day tomorrow. eating chicken sandwiches. We actually should do that. Yes, at some point. When we get these cameras all figured out here, they're putting new lights in, apparently, I hear. All right, we talk about the Steelers.
Calm down.
That's a classic.
It is.
I love it. Thanks.
So where'd you find that? That's still in there?
That's in the deep in the archives.
That lady from Indiana, PA, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Calm down.
That's a bad... we're going to have a good day today. Who knows what we'll talk about, but we'll move it forward. What a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.